Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Metroplex. Pat, I always have a social experiment. There's no proof. There's no factual data, but it always ends up the same for everyone. Was this a fast or a slow week for you?
Are you talking about as far as just like the overall feeling?
Yeah.
Oh, it flies by. Right now it flies by because we're talking about the NFL, high school football playoffs start next week, the Mavericks, the Stars. I mean, this is the busiest time of the year for me, honestly, the last 2 or 3 weeks
or
so.
This week in particular flew by. Hopefully it did for you. It's a Fan Football Friday, Cowboys, Vikings pregame at 4 o'clock right here on your home of America's team. Pat Doney, NBC5, in for Choppy today. And Troy, yesterday we did a little bit featuring the Vikings horn. What does the fan text say when we said the Vikings
horn?
All right,
so the 702 checks in and says, it's not a Viking horn. It's a Yaller horn. Get it right or stop wasting our time. So there we go. It's a Yaller
Jeez.
Horn.
Hey, 702.
As everyone knows, it's a Yaller horn and we're going to stop wasting your time.
Shut up.
Yeah, go back to your slot machine in Vegas, 702.
Nice area code knowledge, Troy.
Thank you.
Pretty impressive right there.
It was a girl group back in the 90s I listened to. But yeah, we had the horn yesterday.
The Yaller horn?
Yeah, no, it's a Viking horn.
Oh, sorry.
We asked this yesterday. You travel around covering teams. What is the sports background noise that drives you crazy in any state?
No question. Easy choice. Mississippi State cowbell.
Oh, dude,
I'm telling you, covering Arkansas Razorback football games in Starkville and
John Stephen tomorrow.
Oh, man, my ears would be ringing for days. I mean, that is the most obnoxious, loud noise I've ever experienced in a game. No question. The Vuvuzelas were pretty bad, too. They had those at the Olympics.
Oh, yes.
And it was like, ooh, those things, when you get a lot of people doing it all at once, that can be pretty annoying, too. But, yeah, no, cowbell's number one.
A lot of annoying. If you want to hear more cowbell, my wife shakes it at the Little League games and the cowbell as well. So the Viking horn is quite annoying. So we decided yesterday to play that, well, not really the horn, but make the sound of the Viking horn for our loved ones and see how they would react. If you want to listen to that, go back to the podcast page at 105.3thefan.com and you can listen to it. But
that was probably the best segment of the show. We were interrupting just casual, regular conversations with us making the Viking horn sound to see how long we could get through the conversation.
To see, you know, what the reaction would be like to the Yaller horn?
To the Viking horn.
It's a Viking horn.
Vegas. Yeah, sure. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
It's a Viking horn. So because of that, and bring back the music, please. Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like we've inspired others to do the same thing. So we actually have two clips of people doing the quote-unquote Viking horn with their loved ones. Now, the first one may result in someone being divorced. Corey Majors of the KNC Masterpiece coming up at 10 o'clock. Corey decided to do it with his wife.
They have Jerry Jones, and I'm really jealous, Chris Collinsworth on today.
Ooh.
Chris Collinsworth, who is not loved by many sports fans, at 11:20, Jerry at 10:30.
Yeah, Collinsworth, I heard, is sliding into the phone to talk to the guys. But in any case, Corey Majors with his wife and his version of the Viking horn.
What? Do you have gas?
Boop.
Boop. Is that the gas sound that you're making?
I was asking you if you had gas.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh. What's that sound?
I was just asking a simple question.
I don't understand why you're asking me if I have gas. Why are you asking me that?
Sometimes you're gassy.
Oh. Yeah, probably wouldn't say that.
Well done. It was a good disguise, though. Mm. Like a good setup, because that could be like a gassy sound that you're trying to sell. But I don't know about accusing your wife of stinking. That's not good.
Yeah, I probably would stay away from that. So Corey Majors has that problem. Then we have a Tolo.
Little known fact about Corey Majors.
What?
When I'm collecting money for the Fantasy Baseball League, I get his Venmo from his wife. We thought you and Roy were the only ones whose wives control the bank account.
Got a hold of the purse strings.
Yeah. You know, she DMs me a little more than that, but she sends me the money for Corey in his fantasy league.
I don't even know the password to our savings account. That's how bad it is in my house. Shout out to a Tolo at O2 Ron. O2 Ron. He heard the segment yesterday and thought, you know what? I'm going to try to do this with my wife. So we had a Tolo involved in this.
That's awesome.
This is what we got from him at O2 Ron on Twitter.
Whenever the Cowboys play the game this weekend on Sunday Night Football, how do you think they're going to do? What are you saying, babe? I can't hear over your smacking.
With you.
What do you mean? What is
it
wrong?
Sounds
with
like
me?
Survivor.
Survivor?
Yeah, like the beginning of Survivor.
What do you mean?
Honey.
Okay. She said it sounds like Survivor. She's talking about the CBS show Survivor, like the theme song. So wait, hold on.
Survivor?
Yeah, like the beginning of Survivor.
What do you mean?
Honey.
It's gonna sound like that.
I've never watched an episode of Survivor.
My wife is obsessed with it.
Really?
You'll remember Richard Hatch?
Oh, yeah. R.I.P. Rudy. Rudy passed away last week.
Rudy Rudiger?
Boston Rob?
No, not Rudy Rudiger, you sports
Rudy,
dweeb.
Rudy.
All right, so there's the Survivor cop. So thank you, Tolos. That is absolutely fantastic. Well done. 877-881-1053. Did you hear Troy's, by the way, yesterday?
No. Okay. No, give it to me.
This is embarrassing.
What do you mean
this
embarrassing?
Is sad. Mr. Mega Voice, Mr. Anime character.
I would assume that he would do this pretty well. No? It was bad?
All right, first
do a horn sound. All right, that sounds like a trumpet. Not bad, though.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, a trumpet is, by definition, a horn.
Is? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, that's true. All right,
it's like a gala horn.
Yeah. Sean played sax. He's a woodwind. He wasn't a brass.
Gotcha. You look like a clarinet guy to me.
Whoa! In this climate, you're going to stereotype instruments? Okay.
Hey, he could. Well.
Go ahead.
That's a good point.
Get yourself in trouble.
What are you trying to say? I thought I did quite well yesterday with the wife.
Yeah, let me ask Cindy. Hold on. I'm going into the bedroom right now. Hold on. Cindy, do you want to go to my parents on Friday or Saturday for Thanksgiving?
She's laughing at you.
What?
What the f*** was that?
Thank you.
I'm asking, do you want to go to my parents on Friday or Saturday on Thanksgiving?
Okay. You sound like a howling dog.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I just need, hold on, Mom. I'm trying to find out. Tell me, do you want to go on Friday or Saturday?
That's great.
That's horrific.
That's terrible. You sound like a howling dog, man.
No, that's
awful.
Good.
Ow.
Hey, when you're nominated for an anime series, you come and talk to me then.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we continue here on Sean and RJ. We got Pat Doney, NBC5, in for Choppy. The news is that Deion Sanders could take over Florida State. From his coworker, Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, saying that Deion Sanders could become the next head coach of the Florida State Seminoles. No freaking way. After all the money he's made, the lifestyle he has, the cushy job, and some of the controversies there at Prime Prep. Also, Antonio Brown going nuts. You got something on that, Troy?
Well, I think we should hear from one of his coworkers, right? On the NFL Network?
Jane?
No, who was talking about Deion Sanders on the NFL Network about
Steve
why he
moved? Steve Mariucci.
Yeah,
Steve Mariucci had a lot of very nice things to say about the job he thinks Deion would do at Florida State, right?
Colleen, that
the rap sheet in
me,
the top five?
That doesn't surprise me one iota. I've been coaching with him for 10 years in the Under Armour game, and he's so good with kids. He's so good with those kids as a role model, as a coach, as a former player, the whole enchilada, all right?
I'm sorry. You're telling me that because he coaches the Under Armour game, he's obviously the best guy to coach Florida State.
We need to do a Deion in your living room recruiting pitch. RJ thinks he can do the Deion voice. I don't know. But Deion in the room, look, Deion Sanders is a legend. Okay, he's a top five coolest athlete of all time. But there's a lot
might even be higher. Might be top three.
Yeah,
I mean he is, and still players still love. I'm surprised that there's not the Deion brand the way that there is the Jordan brand. Like he missed the opportunity to kind of have a prime brand that players would still embrace.
But Mooch endorsing there.
Yeah, I mean, Mooch is endorsing it, and I mean, I guess I could listen to his word, but I mean, why would I want to listen to him? Let's listen to someone who can reflect back to his time and his personal relationship with Deion Sanders and how close they became.
That's right.
Sean, you and Deion for quite some time sat inside
are buddies.
Y'all were inside the Fan Sports Lounge looking at this place around you that closed 2 months later and thought, wow, what a relationship. So what do you think about primetime? Does he even know your name?
No.
No, he doesn't. He didn't even then.
Deion, at least in my opinion, is little fraudulent.
Whoa.
Little fraudulent.
Whoa.
Little fake.
What?
I'm a little hurt. I'm hurt. You know, we spent a full football season together, just me and him, watching games. That's it. Gave him a steakhouse gift certificate to thank him.
I think he left it on the table.
No, it wasn't just watching games. You interviewed him every week. Stood across from him, eye to eye.
We were in the studio for 3 hours every Monday night.
Did you talk to him about the game as it was going
on? We talked about everything.
Everything. Wow.
Yeah, everything.
And clearly Deion paid attention to him, right? Right, Prime?
You don't quit. You just told me they had elite What you told me?
That is from the show.
It just bothers me that like Darren Woodson, right? We just had him on.
Yeah.
Darren Woodson walked in here, and I'm not the best with names either, but Darren Woodson walked in here the first time we had him in studio, and he's like, hey, what's up, RJ? What's up, Sean? And RJ's like, yeah, he's amazing with names. And I spent an entire season with the guy for 3 hours a day, and he has no idea what my name is. No clue. No idea.
Some people are just bad with names, man. You know who else is great with names? Jason Witten.
Bad?
Jason, no, great names. He will walk up, and I don't know if somebody just feeds him the name as he walks in or whatever, but it's like somebody's telling him because he walks up, and it doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah.
And it's, hey, Bill, hey, Mike. And you could just see people are like, whoa, he knows my name. You know, I think he's being fed the name before, but he's good there. So what was he calling you, like Shane? Or was it like?
Nothing.
Just dude?
Not even an S. Hey, bro, I couldn't even get an S.
Hey, bud.
There was, what it was. It was, hey,
Tom?
Hey, you. Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, dog.
Did he ever hit you with a little buddy?
I don't know. Little guy. Hands or something like that.
Pal. But,
man, it's just, you know.
Did he go sport?
I'm a little hurt by it. That's all.
It's all right, buddy. You'll be okay.
Thanks, Patrick.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.